save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.
It's always good to speak to you and get a bit of an update of how things are going. Good morning, Premier.
Good morning. Your introduction is always spectacular.
Good morning, Mark. Now, I think I speak for a lot of our listeners when I say, you know, that we're excited for the bars and restaurants to be opening back up. But with the limit of 20, how are you going to be policing that in Perth? And also, will there be fines?
So what happens is as of Monday, there'll be seating available in bars, restaurants, pubs and the like, so you can go and have a meal and a drink. It'll be a limit of 20 people. That's double what they're doing in the eastern states. So over east, they're saying only 10 people, so we've gone to double that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we've had a better result. So how it'll be policed, either police and or council officers will do that. Yes, there is a capacity for people to be fined, but I expect that would be a last resort.
Right.
Hey, Mark, the AFL returning is something I'm relatively interested in. I wouldn't mind getting paid at some stage. But you and South Australia have also kept their 14-day quarantine in place. What are your dealings directly with the AFL and Gillon McLachlan?
Well, there's been a lot of dealings with my office, with the police commissioner and the chief health officer, and it's been all around what the arrangements could be. We said to them the hub arrangement would be great as long as they did the 2 weeks quarantine here in WA and then they could play their games. A bunch of teams could establish themselves here. They actually put that offer to us and then they withdrew it. So
okay.
We said that was great as long as they do the 2 weeks quarantine, but we're not going to just allow the fly-in, fly-out model because we don't allow that for other industries. And we set a pretty bad precedent at this point in time were we to do that.
Yeah, of course. Is there on the horizon an ability for that 14-day quarantine time to be reduced or removed?
No. The 14-day quarantine is to protect West Australia. We put in place the border with the east to protect our citizens from people who are infected from the east. But you can't just say, oh, no, football, we'll give you an exemption. When we don't do it for mining, we don't do it for fishing, we don't do it for agriculture, we don't do it for all these other industries. So we're just saying, just comply with the rule and everything will be fine.
Hey, Mr. McGowan, one of the conversations that's starting to crop up, obviously, and there's a way to get there before this first, is the opening of international borders. And every time that gets spoken about, so does the term a vaccine. Now, you're surrounded by the most knowledgeable people giving you advice about how to go about things at the moment. Has there been anybody advising you on the way a vaccine might happen, if it might happen, and if so, how far away that might be?
I think that's a crystal ball. No one has given me advice that it's anywhere close.
Yep.
And that's really disappointing because, you know, a lot of West Australians want to go overseas to visit family or holidays, but I just can't see a soon date on overseas travel, which is very, you know, we could all become so used to it. But what it means is you can holiday here in Western Australia, you can see our state. Lots of people have never seen parts of our state, but they've been all over the world, so great opportunity to see WA.
Yeah, speaking of holidays, in Botanist Island, when will that be, do you think, open back up for people to go back over for, you know, holidays? When will it not be a quarantine island?
It's going to be a quarantine island for at least, I would expect, another month. We'll see where more West Australians returning home come from. If we need it for quarantine, we'll use it that way. If we don't and we get advice that it's no longer necessary, well, then we'll open it back up to tourists.
Okay.
Mark, the number of coronavirus cases each day, we're getting a lot of zeros with the occasional one. So moving from stage to stage, the next stage I think is 100 people in pubs, etc. Do we have to wait a specific certain amount of time? Or if, say, we hit 2 weeks in a row of literally zero cases, have you got the ability to fast-track the opening of venues quicker?
We can do that. And bear in mind, we've already done it far more than the East.
Yep.
You know, we've got schools back, the states don't. We've got bars and restaurants for 20 people, they don't have that. We've got lots of things that they're not doing. But we'll see how it goes. We said we'd give it around a month of the new arrangements. If we get health advice, we can bring that forward, and that's what we'll do. You know, you just want to be careful. You don't want to do something that creates a cluster or a spike in infections, and then we've got to close everything down again. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, that's very true.
So we've just got to just be a bit cautious and careful because we're trying to save lives and protect the state and save the economy all at once.
Last one from me, Mark. We were watching a press conference yesterday underneath the sunlight, and we had a bit of a debate in the studio. Oh, are you using a bit of a polish on the hair at the moment, or is it natural?
I think we got our answer.
I was right.
No, my hair is all natural.
Okay. Oh, yeah, beautiful. Right, yeah.
There you go.
Pete, you were right.
I don't even know what polishing your hair is. My hair is what it is.
Okay.
And it's hanging in there at the moment. Don't know for how much longer.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, given how much pressure is going on around you at the moment, mate, you're doing incredibly well. Oh, so yes. Good on you. And thanks for answering
that
as well.
Before I go, what is a polish on the hair? Do you mean
a rinse through the hair just to get rid of some of the grey?
Like you used to polish your old school shoes when you were a kid, you know, just cover up the scuffed parts.
Right, I get you. No, there's no polish in there.
Okay.
If I turn sideways and there's light on me, you'll see it goes pretty great.
Right. Okay,
great. Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up, Mark.
Sideways.
Mark McGowan, the Premier of WA, what a pleasure chatting to you as always, doing a wonderful job as always, as are all of the people around us right now, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hit 92.9. You happy?
Hey, mate, you got to ask the hard questions.
No, you do.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, me too.
And we were wrong.
Or the top of it.
We honestly thought it was it had a little rinse to it over the weekend.
Yeah, it just looked. But in saying that, we are only seeing him from front on, right? Because he's doing these press conferences, but we don't see the side. But yeah,
there's a bit of salt and pepper in there.
All right. He's looking fit. I did see him. He was doing push-ups on park benches. Yeah, he's looking fit.
Okay, we're back after this on Hit 92.9.
Save your joys and pain on Hit 92.9.